This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Stepping on board the IS-9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're going to take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
It's night aboard the Oz-9. The crew, slightly the worse for wear on Swamp Hooch, are tucked up in various places, some of them even in beds, though a few missed the mark and landed on floors. And what the hell am I doing?
Hallucinating. What was in that last batch of Swamp Hooch?
Something yellow. What are you? Your voice sounds familiar.
It doesn't matter. Why are you on my bridge?
Ooh, don't let Mad Pants hear you say that. All the bridges belong to her, you know. Hang on. I'm not going to suddenly burst into song, am I?
No, that episode hasn't been written yet.
Yet?
Could you maybe toddle off now and forget everything you saw here?
With pleasure. Hey, am I maybe going to wake up on Earth? Or the 6748?
We are none of us in control of our own destiny.
Oh, that's deep for a fever dream.
Hang on, did all of you drink the Swamp Hooch?
Of course. It was St. Leonard's Day. Bless his pointy ears. Right, that's me. Off to Bedfordshire. Feel free to evaporate whenever, but lock up, won't you? Oh, God. Ah. Oh, just.
Oh, boy.
Did you just interact with one of your narratees?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Ouch. My head is exploding in slow motion, and you say ouch.
My everything hurts. And I have a lot of some things.
Why, oh, why did you add that yellow thing to the drinking liquid?
It was pretty.
Mm. Could you maybe just shout at one another with semaphore flags or something? No, scratch that. I think even the breeze would hurt.
Good morning.
Die horribly.
Oh boy. I told you not to add the yellow stuff.
The weirdest thing just happened to me.
Me too. I have never created that color before.
Oh, God.
What happened, Captain Jesse?
What are you talking about?
You said something weird happened.
Did I? Oh, this floor looks comfy.
Well, that was lucky.
I fear there will still be repercussions. WWRD.
He'd narrate. That's what he would do.
Damn right he would. Having toasted St. Leonard's elegantly arched eyebrow and pointy ears a few too many times, the crew are now suffering the effects of Swamp Hooch. Though they believe themselves in the hangover and recovery phase of their bacchanal, little do they know the yellow stuff doesn't quit that easily.
This room seems unusually crowded.
I was thinking that too.
It's because you're in it, Lord Chesterfield.
No, the captain is right. There are extra people in here.
Just the usual suspects.
Who's that?
The wall.
No, in front of the wall.
There's no one there, Lee.
Well, that's insulting.
Hey, I know that voice. Ben?
Sort of. I'm pretty sure I'm a hallucination.
An hallucination?
There you go again. What is it with you and the grammar?
I must be dreaming. I think she's right this time.
I am calling the deebs on the healing pod.
And why am I seeing chewing gum on the bottom of this workstation? Hmm?
Because you're lying on the floor.
Ah. Well, I am surprisingly comfortable for a one whose head is suddenly full of pointy things. Oy.
If I ask nicely, do you suppose Olivia would whip me?
You'd probably have a better chance if you asked meanly. You're not going to ask, are you?
No, Leet. Well, probably not.
Leet, you're being rude to our guest. Introduce us.
Oh, sorry. Ben, this is everyone. Everyone? Ben.
Ben from French Lick, Ben?
Actually, I'm from... Never mind. Yeah, Ben from French Lick, Ben.
Nice to meet you, Ben from French Lick, Ben. Who else we got here?
Hello.
Jesus!
Even as a fever dream, huh? Oh, good to know. Oh, hell, this is not a ship, isn't it?
Don't panic. We're not real.
Oh, well, thank God for that. These boots are made out of some kind of vegan leather.
Yellow things. In the swamp hooch. Okay. I'm going with Brugman Sia, given the description.
Oh, damn it, Leet. I told you to stay away from the trumpet-shaped flowers.
How can something so pretty be so dangerous?
If I had a nickel.
Well, at least we know what did it. Wait. Does it count if a hallucination tells us?
I thought it was an hallucination.
Seriously?
You started it.
So there's some bad news.
Worse than my aching head and knowing there is this much chewing gum under all these workstations? Ugh, this is so disgusting.
Yeah, so I just popped over to the bioswamp.
How did you do that?
There are perks to being a figment of someone's imagination. Is this what you put in the swamp hooch?
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's log, stardate, I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're going to skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has three recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp hooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes four servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any linked subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
pretty, right?
Yeah, well, it's been genetically modified.
How so?
The bit that causes the psychotropic effect is in these little beads. See here?
Leet, how thoroughly did you crush these flowers in your mix?
Not much. They're too pretty. I used them as a garnish.
Yeah, it's going to be a long day.
Why?
Basically, these little beads are perfect time-release capsules. Until they pass through our system, they're going to pop open periodically.
Hey, when did we get a swimming pool?
How long is this going to keep happening?
I'm guessing at least 24 hours. It might be good if you all hole up somewhere safe.
Safe? Oh, we're on the Oz-9. I'm guessing that unicorn isn't real.
I'm a zebra, not a unicorn.
Not today, you're not.
Greg, how about you eat one of these and let the scientists tell you how long the effects are going to last?
Much as I'd love to participate, I think maybe one of us should keep a clear head.
When did Greg grow a horn?
I didn't. Everyone, off the bridge before you break something we might need someday.
Why have I been summoned here?
Where's your other foot?
It's a hoof. Cool.
You may untwist your panties, tall person. You are not real.
I beg your pardon.
Actually, I can see him too.
Well, what the hell does that mean?
Wait, you didn't drink any swamp pooch?
Nope. Learned my lessons from the fugu fondue.
Don't even say those words.
Welcome back, Jesse.
Why is there so much chewing gum under here?
I am asking the same question. It is revolting, no?
It's juicy fruit. Who has juicy fruit?
Did you just pull off and chew it? I really am going to be sick.
Which of you humans summoned me?
You're very shouty. Also shiny. Could you put a robe on or something?
I don't suppose you found some sort of antidote when you popped over to the swamp?
Afraid not, but who designed your biodome? It's like Jurassic Park.
Did you see an alligator?
Did someone forget to invite me to the party? Oh, hello, Julie. And Pluto. So there's... You're here as well. Oh, the French Lick gang is all back together. Woohoo!
We're not real. Are you?
I believe so, Benjamin. Oh dear, is that an angel's trumpet you're holding, Julie?
Yeah.
Oh, that would explain the hippopotamus in my shower this morning.
You got a hippo? Man, I just got a duck.
How did a hippo fit in your shower?
Vertically. Also, it wasn't real. Which is quite good news, as it was awfully crowded. No way to put the soap.
Is there any purpose to this storyline, or can I go back to bed?
Yeah. I think I was about to order waffles at the resort when I got pulled up here.
Ooh, waffles. I bet I can make some with kudzu flour and egret eggs.
Ooh, I think you've toyed with my liver enough for one day, Leet, thank you. Yes. So, we can all expect to drift in and out of reality for a day or so, eh? It's a bit like London in the 60s, eh, Friedrich?
which 60s?
Yeah, fair point.
As long as I'm here, perhaps I could see my lady love?
Nope.
Nope. Puny human, one does not say nope to a god.
Nope, your honor.
Is she always like this?
Yeah. Donna's doing some research. She has a theory that the mold can form some kind of protective suit?
Yeah, sort of a cross between a ghillie suit
and armor against the plants. That's brilliant.
I was going to say...
That's my girl.
She allowed herself to be wrapped up to see if she could eventually build up a resistance to the sleep effects.
Is it working?
She stopped snoring. We think that's a good sign.
I don't care. I'm not allowing those horrid vines to creep all over me.
They're not horrid. They smell nice.
How do we know they're not eating her? Or maybe she'll emerge changed. Gah! Is that a giant turnip?
Looks like round two of the Brugman Sea is starting.
Ah, yes, that would explain the extra arms, then.
Could everyone please stop blurring?
Passing out was nice.
There's got to be a way to speed this up. Coffee?
I wouldn't recommend it. Caffeine could intensify the effects.
Food, then.
Do you have any food on board that you're sure of? I mean, anything that didn't come from the bioswamp.
Oh, you're not making this any easier.
Hey, it's not Julie's fault that all of you poisoned yourselves.
Actually, it might be.
Huh?
This was my PhD project.
Huh?
Brugmansia doesn't grow in the wild. Whatever creature allowed it to pollinate or germinate doesn't exist anymore. I was trying to figure out how to re-engineer...
Is anyone else bored?
Oh, mon dieu. I am!
Oh, no! Did you almost learn something? Poor children.
There's no reason to get snippy.
Okay, but why is it on board?
Do you think it was intentional?
Probably a joke, just like the foreign language manuals in the inferred directional signs.
Inferred?
Yeah, it's why only the albatross can read them.
Infrared?
That's what I said. Why are you so small?
I'm not. Those are my knees. My head is up here, Captain.
Pretty sure it's down there, since that's where your nose is. And your glasses.
Round two.
Oh, my head. Look, is it possible we could just accept that anything unusual is the flowers talking and get on with the more important conversation?
No one here is in any shape to have important conversations. At the best of times. Now get off this bridge. Go to the bioswamp and check on Dinah. Shoo!
I believe this to be very wise counsel.
Oh, you just want a kissy face with your girlfriend.
Aww. That's sweet.
I have become a giant strudel. And while intellectually I know this to be an hallucination, I'm still unable to walk on my strudely legs.
Colin, could you fly Dr. von Haberstrudel?
Oh, I don't think that's a good idea. Do you?
I think I just suggested it.
Oh, I wasn't asking you. Julie?
You'll take the word of a hallucination over your captain?
Of course not. You clearly just dreamed that. Julie?
You're still doing it!
I'm not. You're dreaming. Julie.
Probably best to just do everything the safest way possible until the effects wear off.
I'll carry him. Unless, of course, Dr. Theo is feeling strudely too.
I'm fine. Apart from this dense mat of body hair. Thank you, Leet.
It's almost restful down here, isn't it?
You are a very strange woman, Vance Captain Jesse.
Right. So, okay, we've established now that any weirdness outside the normal weirdness is a result of the Brugmansia, yes?
Unless it's an alien invasion.
What?
Perhaps these creatures aren't hallucinations, but are, in fact, aliens come aboard in disguise to lull you into a false sense of security. Before taking over the ship and dispatching all of you to Elysium.
Is that another ship?
I doubt it.
You know that's not true.
Exactly what a disguised alien would say.
Yes, I suspect Pluto here is having a bit of fun at our expense, aren't you, Goldiepants?
You were the first one on board from the licking of the French, which I would advise none of you to do, by the way. Perhaps you're also an alien,
Actually, you came aboard before she did.
From the 6748!
Or so you say.
Oh, he's from the 6748. I can vouch for him.
Fabulous. Now who's going to vouch for you?
You're joking.
See what you've done?
Humans. They're so easy.
We're trying to help them.
Hang on. Are our hallucinations arguing? With each other? Oh, good lord, this is worse than I thought.
Someone must have gotten a clipping from my lab. But that was ages ago, and I destroyed all of the clippings when I finished my research.
Was your lab at MCCACEC?
Under it, yes.
Oh dear.
Oh god, I hate it when she says oh dear.
You see, those labs were donated by MI-18, you see, to learn from student research projects into plants. Sort of a cross-pollination about... pollination.
Yeah, I thought it was odd that a community college offered doctorate degrees.
Is that where my scientists are? In those labs?
Yeah, well, I rather suspect so.
They went quiet a while back. Real quiet.
Did they indeed? Pluto, dear, would you mind popping back and checking on them? I mean, I'd do it, only the floor is covered in snakes and bananas, and I don't exactly trust my eyes at the moment, you see, so... Oh, back, feral foreskin. Hiss off.
Did you just say there are a lot of snakes on this floor? You're reasonably confident this is only a vision, yes? Please say yes here.
Reasonably? Not sure about the bananas, though. Bastards.
No snake sack.
What about the bananas?
Which concerns you more?
How many times am I gonna have to ask y'all to leave the bridge before you break something?
Have we left yet?
Nope.
Then at least one more time, I think. But perhaps... Perhaps you could just, you know, stop for the moment, I mean, none of us seems to be moving, so I think the equipment is relatively safe for now. Just watch those bananas.
Why aren't we moving? I think I'm trying, but I've forgotten how to move things.
Yeah, I remember I used to do a thing called walking, but I don't really remember what it is.
This is fascinating.
We're all just a bunch of lab rats to you, aren't we?
Pretty sure the phrase now is lab zebra.
Of course, it's all about you.
I'm just saying, you're all getting a taste of what it is to be me.
You're joking. I've been in an experiment since I ate the olive.
Whose fault is that?
Everyone but me. And could you stop kaleidoscoping while I'm talking to you?
I'm not an alien.
What? Oh yeah, we were talking about you being aliens, but we got sidetracked.
Hey, you sidetracked us!
Not on purpose.
Which is precisely what an alien would do.
Oh, come on. Leave her alone. She smells nice.
She's an hallucination. You can't smell her.
She could be an olfactory hallucination.
Leet, you surprise me.
Gretchen, in your novel, suffers from phantasmia.
I didn't think you were listening.
You followed me around the ship for 3 days. I couldn't help it.
Oh, Leet. I'm genuinely touched.
Like this?
Ouch! You have claws on that arm. In fact, you have claws on all the arms on your right side.
Well, being y'all's fever dream has been an experience, but, I think I might just be heading on back to Earth right about now, if y'all will release me.
Release you? And how exactly would you have us do that?
Well, hell, little lady, how should I know? Wake up, sober up, man up, seven up, whatever it takes. Get me out of here.
Well, call me little lady again, and I will punch you hard enough to make the real you bleed.
Well, all right, just push whatever button or say ta-da, whatever you gotta do. Get me the hell out of here.
Be quiet. Or I'll rip off your antennae and carapace. Got it?
Anyone else's hallucinations have, like, really bad accents?
Hallucination? I told Leet not to use the yellow flowers.
They're pretty.
Well, so are box jellyfish, but you wouldn't want to fill your swimming pool with them, would you?
It's not actually a swimming pool. I tried that already.
I was right. You do develop a resistance over time. And I made another discovery. The sleep effect comes from these little seed pads. You pop them like bubble wrap, see? And they release these little spores.
I see colors. What the...
Oops.
Genius.
My lady, wrapped in greens as befits the daughter of Demeter, queen of the harvest.
Well, hey there. Didn't see you with these fronds over my eyes.
Are you ready to return with me to Earth?
Oh... Not just yet. You head on back, though.
But first, a kiss.
This is getting a little awkward. Hello? Seriously? Come on now, at least one of you has to come up for breath.
Aren't you going to draw the narrative curtain?
Yeah, I suppose. It's fun to watch Greg squirm, though.
Guys? Hello? Wow, this has to be some sort of record.
Okay. Now, I'm just getting uncomfortable.
Hello?
You've been listening to...
My Bridge, My Outro.
Well, hurry up. This is a family show.
Who told you that? Fine. You've been listening to... Bonnie Brantley as Jesse and Donna. Richard Cowan as Leet. Tim Sherburn as Colin, Aaron Clark as Ben and LeBichon Frise, June Clark Eubanks as the Albatross, yes. Kevin Hall as Greg, Shannon Perry as Madeline, Erie Alexander as Julie, Eric Perry as Dr. Von Habesetzer, Mr. Southers, and Joe, David S. Deer as Dr. Theo Brome, Lee Shackelford as Pluto, Sarah Golding as Mrs. Sheffield, Kyle Jones as Narrator 2, and I'm Richard Nadolny as your narrator.
Hello.
Our music is by John Faley. Our artwork is by Lucas Elliott. Oz 9 is written by Shannon Perry. Stop by oz-9.com and pick up our free fan kit. Minutes of fun for the whole family. Until next time, Space Monkeys, narrator out.
Madison is on the air.
What happens when 20-something Madison is zapped into old-time radio shows?
The last thing I remember was working on my makeup blog.
No technology.
Your technology is so old, the only thing I recognize on my desk are the pens.
No Starbucks.
I haven't had a mocha latte in months.
And no one is PC.
You don't think a woman could cloud men's minds? You think men's minds are all that complicated? It's mostly just beer and video games in there.
Madison on the Air serves to highlight the way we were and the way we are today, with original radio drama scripts adapted to include the modern day Madison as she joins famous characters from radio's past.
Saint
Simon.
Whatever. Madison Standish.
Give me that phone.
Johnny Dollar.
My partner's Madison Standish.
Hi.
My name's Friday.
Kato! This is the Green Hornet. Really digging Dracula's OG Goss style. What if I killed freaking Sherlock Holmes?
And many more. Visit us on the web at madisonontheair.com
or find us pretty much any place podcasts can be found.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
It happened in the quiet town of Podunk, an ages-old family mystery.
What happened with Great-Grandpa? Why won't you talk about it?
Because there's nothing to say, Nintan.
Begets an unprecedented paranormal event.
Help, brother!
Poltergeists.
My lamp attacked me. It was hovering the air. It unplugged itself and came at me.
Mind control.
Why is that crow smoking a cigarette?
Okay, we're playing inside today.
Zombies.
I could have gotten out of here on my own.
You were hiding in a coffin.
It was a good disguise.
Extraterrestrials.
You've seen them too? I've been observing them for days.
I beat up aliens with my baseball bat.
Children with psychokinetic powers.
I let that little light of mine shine, Mama. And it melted the darkness away.
And that's just the beginning.
Introducing Mother, She Wrote, a travelogue diary through the biggest cult phenomena in video game history, the Mother series, as it's called in Japan, and Earthbound, as it's called everywhere else.
Each episode, we recount the story through immersive audio drama as it's lived by the characters, unpacking the surreal adventures, tear-jerking moments, and what it all means.
If you're new to the series, we'll take you beyond the controller and into the story.
And if you're a longtime fan, relive these tales like never before and learn fascinating new facts about your favorite games.
Find Mother, She Wrote on your favorite podcast player and at mothershewrote.earth.